So these third-party trusts can be grantor trusts or non-grantor trusts. A grantor trust, the grantor retains control, enough control that the IRS considers the grantor to be the owner. And so typically the grantor will retain the right to revoke the trust and direct and use the principal. So if the parents have a revocable living trust, for example, that would be considered a grantor trust. Trust income then will be taxed to the grantor, and so the beneficiary would not be taxed for these distributions. So in some situations, this might be a good way to handle a trust. And if it's not by nature a grantor trust, there are ways you can draft it so that it would qualify as a grantor trust. This pushes the income to the parents that created the trust. A grantor trust is not a separate tax entity. You don't need to get a separate tax ID number for it. Typically, we use the social security number of one of the grantors. Case study number one, the parents create a revocable special needs trust for their child, and the parents are the trustees, and they fund the trust with their own money. Trust income on this trust would be taxed to the parents. So whatever that trust income is, the parents would add that to their other income and report that to determine their marginal tax rate. So the child is not taxed for any distributions. But let's imagine the same trust, but then both parents die. Well, the trust is now irrevocable, and so it is no longer taxed as a grantor trust. Non-grantor trust. So third-party trust can be non-grantor trust. And this is a non-grantor trust is defined as any trust that is not a grantor trust. So I love how they use the negatives. So typically we see this when the parents created a special needs trust and the parents pass away and the trust gets funded. It would be a non-grantor trust. Parents might have created a special needs trust and it's funded all or in part by grandparents, and so the portion funded by grandparents would be taxed as a non-grantor trust. Testamentary trusts are always non-grantor trusts because they're irrevocable. So typically these are the irrevocable trusts. A non-grantor trust can be taxed as a simple trust or as a complex trust. If it's taxed as a simple trust, these types of trusts require that all income be distributed and none of it is retained by the trust. These trusts do not allow principal to be distributed, and no principal is in fact distributed. And these types of trusts get a deduction of $300 a year. But the income on these trusts will pass to the beneficiary, and the beneficiary pays the tax on that income. So it's not likely that a special needs trust would be taxed as a simple trust because special needs trusts are discretionary. I've never seen one that would be taxed as a simple trust. A complex trust is defined as a trust that is not a simple trust. So these are your discretionary trusts where income can be accumulated, it can be distributed. Principal can be distributed or is distributed. A complex trust is a separate tax-paying entity, and you would have to get a separate tax ID number for this trust. The trustee would issue or have the accountant issue a, would do the Form 1041, which is the income tax return that the trust would prepare. The deduction on this one is $100 a year, so $100 of income is deducted, not a lot. So most third-party trusts that are non-grantor trusts are going to be taxed as complex trusts. So not simple, but complex trusts. With these complex trusts, you can carry out income to the beneficiary. So if the trust makes a distribution to the beneficiary, that can be carried to the beneficiary. The beneficiary will pay tax on their share of what is called distributable net income, or DNI. So DNI is very complicated. This is something that you would want to talk with your tax accountant about this. but there's a limit on how much can be done, and it's distributable net income is a little bit different than just what the distributions that are made. So the trustee will issue a K-1 to the beneficiary. They will also categorize the income, so it may be interest, tax-exempt interest, dividends, those types of things. All of the types of income have to be categorized. And then the beneficiary will report this on their personal income tax return. Now, the beneficiaries are typically in a low tax bracket, so typically they're not paying a lot. But the trustee can also use trust funds to pay for any income tax that the beneficiary has to pay. The trust will also get a deduction for this distribution. So any distribution of income to the beneficiary, there will be a deduction, but this deduction cannot exceed the D&I. Distributions from tax-exempt income would not be deductible. So again, determining what type of income it is going to be crucial in making these determinations. The deduction is going to be in the same proportion of the income class.